This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program, Open Phone. Should you wish to join us, you can. Number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Matt.
And Jim.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, there's actually been a poll done that is, I think it indicates potential for good news regarding the idea of New Hampshire independence. Now, it wasn't specifically a question about declaring independence or seceding from the United States, but I think it's a harbinger of good things to come, and we can tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts, we go to Doc. He's listening in Georgia and listening online. By the way, the freetalklive.com website, I had to blow up the old site a few weeks ago, replaced it with a new site. One of the things that wasn't quite working correctly was the player there. So if you tried our live player on the new site at freetalklive.com/live and it wasn't working for you, it should be working for you now. So feel free to give that another shot, just an FYI. But Doc, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me, sir.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was trying to figure out what you were talking about a second ago. You were saying something about, oh, Jesus, Lord Mary does this. I've been drinking way too much.
Yeah, it's generally a good plan to write down notes. If you're ever going to call talk
no,
radio.
I mean, honestly, no. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I mean, I drink all the time.
Okay.
I don't think that I'm drunk. I'm very articulate. I don't slur my words.
Yeah, you're not slurring too much. No, I'm not noticing. I wouldn't have known if you hadn't said something.
And I have a very, like, you know, even keel of a mindset.
Okay. But you spaced it, okay? So we were talking about something. I'll remind you. Let me see if I can freshen you up here. We were talking about the New York police and the fire department, about roughly a third to, you know, 40% of their bureaucracy may be losing their jobs because they're not going to get the vaccine. And I, for one, am in favor of this.
Well, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the police, but the police that will stand up for the idea of freedom of choice and non-mandated, like, you know, bureaucracy, I applaud them. Like I said, I'm not a big fan.
I kind of begrudgingly applaud them, cautiously applaud them.
Exactly. Beautiful word, begrudgingly. Beautiful word.
Because I don't buy that they've actually stood up for anything besides their own convenience.
They could.
Yeah.
They could quit, and they could take the keys to the evidence locker.
They've never stood up for what they're doing right now for the U.S. civilian.
Correct.
And I mean, if you take an oath of office, you are no longer a civilian. And the fact that if you are a civilian and you are we the people of these United States, not the United States, which is the corporation that the Washington D.C. of District of Criminals decided that they wanted to name themselves, you know, in a third executive order from, you know, Ulysses S. Grant, you know, in 1871, when he defined what Washington D.C. was by its like 10 by 10 square mile.
Yeah, you're kind of getting into some esoteric territory there, and I wish that any of that stuff mattered, but unfortunately it just doesn't. I mean, I can tell you, if you get in front of a man in a robe with a bunch of men with guns standing around
them... But why do they wear the black robe?
Because it's a religion. It's a church.
No, it's a matter of life and death.
What does that mean?
Because the specific idea of wearing a black robe is like, you know, you're being judged from a point of a matter of life and death.
Not in civil court.
Are you telling me a civil court judge doesn't wear a black robe?
I'm pretty sure they do.
The minister at the court, I mean, in the church I grew up in, wore
a
black robe.
But the point is about them wearing a black robe is the fact that it's a matter of life and death.
Yeah, not in civil court in a lot of cases. It's just a matter of money.
Also could be goth.
Well, I mean how many men got screwed over by their old women? Because
I'm not saying you're not going to get screwed over in civil court. You're going to get screwed over. Good odds are good.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's not.
Killed themselves because they couldn't figure out how to get out.
Hey, man, I get what you're saying, but it's a religion. Okay? All you have to do is look at the way court acts.
Yes, I do believe that the Department of Justice under Article 3 has become a religion.
Why just the Department of Justice?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, not the Department of Justice. Department of Justice under the executive branch. Article 3 is what describes, you know, what the Supreme Court is and how the rule of the land goes. But I do believe that Article 3 has been turned into religion, and there is no separation of church and state at this point.
I don't know if there ever was. I think the state has always been a religion.
Yeah, people believe that this is necessary. We believe that it works, and we believe that it's benevolent.
Yeah,
well, we believe.
LRN.FM. Hey, I'm so sorry about that. The number here is 603-283-6160. To answer his question, he said, what is normal? Except he said a word you can't say on the radio in there. And I don't know what that really means, but I can tell you that the state is abnormal. The state is violence. The state is the use of force and the threat of aggression against neighbors, against peaceful people. And it is justified by a religious belief set that is becoming even more dangerous, especially now with the whole COVID thing. Now they've got more like religious totems and more religious I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, where the religious rites, these sort of things that they go through to prove that their religious beliefs are the right ones, and they, you know, must jump through all these hoops.
Burn some witches from time to time, whatever they have to do.
It's very creepy, and a courtroom is a creepy place. You know, you get this guy in a robe, he's got his acolytes, which, you know, they don't wear robes, the acolytes don't wear robes, but they, you know, they have a certain uniform. And they do what the man in the robe says, without question.
Well, and he sits up a couple feet higher than everyone else.
Yep, that's right. And literally, the jury and the people that are observing the court, specifically the people that observe the court, are there in pews. They're sitting in pews.
Mm-hmm.
In almost every courtroom I've ever been in, they're literally in pews.
And somebody explains to them what the Word of God is.
That's right.
Somebody tells them, and the judge will say things like, I tell you what the law is.
And the judge will also say things like, I am the court, instead of I'm a man, or I am Joe Schmo, or whatever his name is. He's the court. And the prosecutor believes that they are the state. They'll respond as the state. They're not the individual.
God's representatives here on earth.
Yeah. The state is speaking through them. This thing that is not real is a fantasy that these people all have a collective delusion that they actually believe in. And the people in the audience, they believe it too. Not as great, to a greater extent. They only believe it because they know they're going to be punished by the church if they don't do what they're told. So that's why when the acolyte says, all rise, and the man in the robe comes into the room, and then the people watching, they're going through a religious ritual. That's the word I was looking for, a ritual. They're going through a ritual. They all rise for the man in the robe, and then they can have a seat. And if they speak out of turn, the man in the robe will punish them and send them to, you know, the gulag or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, imagine being a juror in that environment. You've probably never been in a courtroom in your whole life.
Yeah, good chance.
It's very confusing. You've seen some shows on TV with a courtroom drama, right? That's your experience level. You're going in there, you don't know what you're doing.
Under threat, by the way.
You don't know how long you're going to be in there. You don't know how you're going to get back to your life outside.
Right.
You don't know. So first thing you do is like, I don't know what's going on. They look around. Who's the authority figure? Oh, that must be the guy I answer to up there.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving me instructions. He's telling me what to do. He's telling me when to say guilty. He's saying, well, if you find this and this and this, and we've heard him say things like, now don't go home and look up the law yourself. I tell you what
right.
the law is.
Right.
You don't read the Bible. That's what the priests are for.
That's a good one. I've not heard that connection made before, Jim. That's fantastic. It's so true. Also, the other thing, you got to be quiet in church, right? You know, unless it's one of those churches where they're like jumping through the, you know, the dancing and playing tambourines. Most churches aren't like that, right? You got to be quiet. And that's true in government church as well. Everybody's always quiet. nobody ever says anything
about
a whisper. No one
interrupts the ceremony.
Even if there's no ceremony going on. Even if the man in the robe hasn't come in yet.
It's a sacred space.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us and take control of your...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want, but just please don't say the F word. Otherwise, we have to press the dump button. And that just makes me feel so bad. By the way, Doc, who was on the line, did send a message over YouTube chat and apologize for what he said. So, you know, we don't take it personal. You can call back. You can call back any night of the week.
It's 2021. How can you not cuss? I mean,
I know.
It's very difficult.
Well, somebody pointed this out the other day. It's ironic that the FCC actually has less or fewer content restrictions than YouTube does, right? Like, the FCC just says you can't say the F word and, you know, the C word and the S word, and they don't even get specific about the words you can't say. There's some words you can't say and you shouldn't say them, but there really aren't any topics that are forbidden by
the FCC.
Like,
we can say vaccine.
Right. Yeah, or you can say don't get a vaccine, and that's technically
still... Ivermectin.
But YouTube will kick you off.
Yeah, I got another 30-day ban today on Facebook.
I just came
off a 30-day ban, and they banned both my accounts this time.
Wow.
Yeah, just to be safe.
Oh, Meta.
Meta.
Did you hear this?
Meta,
is that the new name?
Facebook has rebranded now. The company that owns Facebook is now no longer Facebook.
Yeah,
it's now Meta.
Yeah, they own Instagram and a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
That's their holding company. But no, I got banned because I posted a meme I saw that somebody shared this meme to me of it's a car air freshener of Jeffrey Epstein, and it says, "This air freshener didn't hang itself," and it's dangling, it's dangling from the rearview mirror in this
wrong
car.
Think.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to post that or something, I guess. So they banned me for another 30 days, and they wouldn't let me repeal it. It says, if you'd like to appeal this, then type in this box why we should and hit send, and I did, and it wouldn't go.
Wouldn't even send.
Wait, so Facebook is finally getting to the point where they need to put a squash on Epstein memes?
Apparently.
I mean, really?
Like, literally. My appeal to them was, Facebook is unusable. And it wouldn't let me send Facebook is unusable.
Wow. Well, I would highly recommend you get over to social.freetalklive.com if you're not yet over there. That is a social media website that we're in charge of. It is self-hosted. We're running it on our server. It is not controlled by Facebook. It's not controlled by Twitter. Big Tech is not in command. And you can express yourself there. You get a lot more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. The only people who have been banned from that site are spammers, people that come in with the express purpose of spamming links to whatever porn site or hacking site or who knows what they're trying to promote, but that's not the point of the thing. But whatever your opinions are, they're welcome over at social.freetalklive.com. Let's bring Dave Ridley on the line from RidleyReport.com.
Hey, Ridley.
You're on with Ian, Matt, and Jim.
Hey, guys. Well, it's like George Orwell said, you know, if any thought is forbidden, then all thoughts can become forbidden because they could lead to the forbidden thought.
This is a good point.
But I was actually calling to try and get a clarification from you guys, and I think the public should know about this too, so it's probably best to discuss it in public. But I was listening to your show about your experience in court where Frank Staples is his name, the Footloose. Frank Staples is his real name, right?
Yeah, Footloose, one of the I would say, most active people in New Hampshire as far as freedom from vaccines and mandates and things like that, mask mandates. He's one of the leaders in that area.
So this incident where he was arrested, I think I listened to all your talk about it, and I never got a clear sense of, there were other reports I got from other people who were there that you guys had been harassed for trying to film. Can you tell me more about that or what happened or didn't happen?
Who was harassed for trying to film? Sorry.
So I heard that you were harassed by the bailiffs for trying to film in the court.
Oh, okay. What you're referring to is, I think it was early last week or maybe like a week and a half ago, Bill Domenico, who's one of the great activists up here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project activist guys, and another guy, Will Kelly, were both on trial, also a great activist. Both were on trial for having a candlelight vigil outside of a governor's house in late December of 2020. And they actually never had a chance to get the candles out because the cops swarmed them as soon as they arrived and threatened them. And there were actually 9 people that were ticketed at this particular event, and 1 was arrested, all for completely peaceful acts. So this is the trial I was at. I was at the first of the 9 people. It was the first 2 trials. They were combined together, so these 2 guys had the same trial. And the bailiff, one of the armed men in the court, the acolyte of the robed lady, came up and demanded that I show my permission slip to be able to record. That I need to show my credentials to prove that I am the media, basically. Now, in the case of Free Keen, which is a website that I run, freekeen.com, we actually are registered media with the Supreme Court, and the reason why I went through that process most of a decade ago at this point, I think it was probably 2012 or 2013 when I first jumped through those hoops, was because I just didn't want to have to file paperwork every single time I went into a courtroom because that's what they were demanding. So, you know, essentially they try to take your rights away from you, right, and make them and convert them into privileges. So if it's a right to record video, if it's a right to be the media, and I know, Jim, you've had a lot of experience in courtrooms as well, but if it's a right, you shouldn't have to ask for permission. As soon as you have to ask for permission, you've converted a right into a privilege. But they've got a bunch of guns, and if you don't do what they say, then they put you in a cage. So I went ahead. Go ahead.
I'm still vague on what exactly happened. Were they trying to stop you from? Were they trying to stand in front of you? Or
oh, they certainly would have stopped me if they could have. So what happened was the men with guns. One of them came up and said, "We need to see your credentials." And I said, "No, you don't. I'm with Free Keen. And you can go check your list," because usually that's all that it takes. Usually all I have to do is say Free Keen, and then they know, because the list in New Hampshire of, like, approved media is literally, like, 10 items long. So anybody that's looked at the list would remember, likely, Free Keen. And most of the time they just say, "Oh, yeah, that's fine," and then they leave you alone. But in this case, the guy insisted on seeing some sort of credential to prove that I was indeed associated with FreeKeen.com. And I said, "Well, no, you don't. You know, I'm on the list. That's all you need to know." And then he said, "Well, I'm going to talk to the judge." And so you do what you got to do. And so then he did talk to the judge, and then the robe lady stopped the hearing or whatever at some point, or, you know, before starting the hearing, addressed me directly and demanded that I show proof that I was from Free Keen. So I carry around a copy of the original paperwork that I filed with the Supreme Court. I usually just use it to white balance my camera, but in this case, it was the first time, and I told the judges, I said, "This is the only time I can recall ever having to pull this out to show to anybody," but then I handed it to the man with the gun, and then he left me alone.
Were there any attempts at filming in the lobby, or is this just a fight over whether or not you could film in the court itself?
This was in the actual courtroom.
So did anything happen in the lobby in terms of, like, I understand you saw someone arrested. Did you get any video of that?
Unfortunately, no. By the time I heard Footloose was being arrested in the lobby, I did not remove my camera to go out there. I did go out to observe it myself, and by that time they were already shoving him into the elevator. If you'll hang on, Ridley, I've got something that some interesting news I want to get your comment on. Do you have time?
Sure.
All right, more coming up here in moments. Yeah, if you bring a camera out into the lobby of the courthouses, they really don't like that. And I'm on bail condition, so I can't push, you know, I can't push those limits, unfortunately, as much as I want to. More coming up here in moments.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is promoting the framework deal on President Biden's social spending bill. The California Democrat opening a briefing and saying it represents President Biden's big vision for America. The $1.75 trillion measure would expand government while aggressively working to combat climate change. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the Democrats' Build Back Better framework was thrown together at the last minute.
When the White House rushes out a framework hours before the president comes to the Hill, you know, they are desperate and just grasping for straws. This is no longer a Congress where the best ideas compete. They're now competing for a vote based upon when Air Force One lands in Rome.
The cost of the initial bill proposed was $3.75 trillion. USA Radio News. Taiwan's president is confirming a United States military presence in her country.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reported Thursday that a small number of American troops are on the island for training purposes, and she has faith the United States would defend the democracy against a Chinese military attack. When asked how many U.S. military personnel were on the island, Tsai responded by saying, "Not as many as people thought." This is the first time the presence of U.S. troops on the self-governing island was announced since the last U.S. garrison left in 1979. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL will require teams to interview more minority candidates for top positions. The league's new rule says at least two minorities from outside the organization must be interviewed for coordinator roles, which include offense, defense, and special teams. The same rule will apply for open general manager and executive vice president of football operations roles. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight in studio is Ian,
Matt,
and Jim.
And we're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. I'm really glad Dave Ridley called in here. I didn't ask him to, but you know, he's a fairly regular caller, checking in from RidleyReport.com, one of the greatest and longest-lasting activists here in New Hampshire. He's still on the line with us here. And, Dave, you'd called in, actually, to ask me about my experience in court the other day where, you know, a man with a gun came up and demanded that I show my papers to prove that I was who I said I was, which is, you know, Ian with FreeKeen.com, the founder of FreeKeen.com, one of the more, I would say, noteworthy blogs as far as New Hampshire blogs go. We're not the number one. We're not number one. But, you know, people have heard of us. And I'm registered with the government, unfortunately. I'm not proud of that or anything like that. It's just something to save steps. So that's the reason that I registered FreeKeen as media, and I have to re-register every single year. And thankfully, they don't make it hard. It's just I send them an email. Like, okay, you know, refresh my membership in the list of
approved media. Why do they register media anyway?
Because it's control. They don't want people to just show up with cameras and act like they're free, you know, the media. Act like they're the media without proving it.
But they're kind of letting anybody do it. You just got to get on the list.
You just have to fill out a government piece of paper that says, I'll agree to your stupid court rules if you put me on this list. And the court rules are, like, basically one of them is if the judge wants to. Now, to be fair, I've never seen a New Hampshire judge require this. I've only seen it happen, I think, in Massachusetts. But they have the ability to say, okay, you need to pool. You know what? It might have happened in Manchester once. I take it back. But the judge has the ability to say, you have to pool coverage. I'm only going to allow one camera. And so if I'm there, if WMUR is there, if Boston TV station is there, the judge will pick one entity, one news entity to actually get the video in the courtroom, will not allow any other cameras in, and then it is your agreement is you then have to share that footage with any other news entity that that wants it.
And hopefully they have a good SD card that day. And
yeah, I don't know like, what. Yeah, thankfully I've never had to, you know, be involved in that process. But that's one of the rules. And you know, there's other certain things that they want you to agree to, like oh, you'll set up wherever the judge wants you to set up, and you know that sort of thing. So that's kind of the whole point of it. It's a total control thing. It's a total control measure because otherwise, what they want you to do, if you just show up at a trial. So let's say you want to go to Footloose's trial, which is coming up, I think, on November 4th at the Brentwood District Court for, again, illegal picketing without a permit or whatever in whatever town it was that where the governor lives. Tamworth? No, not Tamworth. Where the hell does he live?
Starts with a B, doesn't it?
No.
I forget what it is. Some little town, some crappy little town in New Hampshire. If you want to go to that trial and you want to bring your video
it's
camera...
It's not the town's fault that guy lives there.
They're going to say that... you've got to go fill out a motion. Well, a motion is asking for permission because when you file a motion with the court, you're asking the judge to say, grant me permission to exercise this right, which, of course, then you've converted into a privilege by the act of asking for permission. A free person who actually had a right to record, who actually was the right to, you know, exercising their right to be the media, would be allowed to simply pull out a camera and record. And there would be no question about it. But these goons, it's all about control. So that's why they do this stuff.
Well,
so,
you're definitely over the target when they react that way. I mean, and going to their homes, I think, is completely appropriate. Appropriate.
Bonnie, my producer, remembered. Newfields is the name of the town where the governor lives. So did that answer all your questions about the situation, Dave?
I think so, yeah. I think, you know, the lobby is the real, dangerous part. You know, remember how Sam, there were all these problems with Keene District Court, which eventually resulted in me doing the civil disobedience in the lobby. And I was arrested for filming in the lobby.
Yep.
And then I went to my own arraignment. I stepped into the restroom real briefly and popped back out. And then I heard, and all I could hear was screaming because Sam Dodson was being arrested. He'd already been seized and taken away from the lobby, and no one could get any video of it.
Yep.
They were dragging him around. They cut him by dragging him. He had a bracelet or something, and they put the handcuffs over his bracelet. I can't remember the exact details.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I could hear it, but I never saw it because I was in the restroom.
Yeah, if you record video out in these court lobbies, they get real touchy about it and may very well arrest you without warning. Which is why I didn't grab the camera when Footloose was being arrested, because I've been in these courts before and I know how they are, and I'm on bail conditions. So if I get arrested, it violates my bail. So I can't screw around.
Damo was arrested for like a stairwell where it was after Pete Ayer had been arrested for a hat.
Yep, in King Court.
And somehow Adamo like catches it, you know, gets a moment with this judge in the stairwell, and the judge just freaked out. He's like,
and
"Oh
lies.
My God, a mundane is addressing me without my royal, you know, barrier." Like,
bailiff, this man is threatening me.
That's exactly what he said. And then they arrested Adamo, held him for I believe 10 days before cutting him loose and dropping the charges. They were charging him with a felony of like threatening a judge.
And the video was there.
Yes,
not even close to a threat.
No.
Nothing even big, and it didn't even matter.
Yeah.
But what mattered was that he felt threatened, and I believe he was definitely felt threatened.
I don't think he did.
Not in the way that maybe you and I would feel threatened, like somebody's going to hurt me, but like, oh my God, I'm a member of this protected class,
he
and
was
now
definitely in an
I'm coming face-to-face with a mundane.
Right. And in back in that time, the court was just part of the city hall, and so there was no special garage for the judge. There was no special
secret entrance.
Now they have that. Now there's a secret area and everything. Go ahead, Dave.
I wonder if maybe an appropriate response to this problem in the lobbies is just to make a habit of you know, pretty much all the activists walk into the lobbies, audio recording already, or video recording already, the minute they're in the lobbies, and you just have a little sticker on your lapel or something like that that says, I'm audio taping. And you can do that without necessarily drawing a lot of attention to yourself. You don't necessarily have to be waving a camera around. You can just have an audio recorder in your pocket.
I would love to see some, you know, large civil disobedience event in courts. I know you, Dave, and I have been calling for something like this for the last decade.
Well,
and it, you know, it's hard to find people willing to put their ass on the line to, you know, to gain this new ground, because that's what it would take. You're right.
I don't mean there needs to be a lot of people. I just mean to.
But a lot of people is what makes the difference. If it's just one guy recording, they're going to get snapped up and taken to a cage.
Now, this is something I've done by myself before, more or less. Or, you know, maybe I was the only one doing it while there were other activists there or whatnot. It hasn't ever resulted, actually, in an arrest, except for that one time where I announced it in advance.
Well, it's possible the guards just didn't know what you were up to. You know, they may not have realized it.
I don't know. It seemed pretty obvious to me that I was holding a camera to my face. But the other option is just having an audio recorder in your pocket and a sign that says you're audio taping. That way, it doesn't seem so confrontational. You just got a little sign on, and you're within the law because you've informed them that you're recording. They can't charge you with wiretapping. So they might try to stop the recording. That means that at least, instead of you having to start recording, they have to make you stop recording. You go in there with a home field advantage.
Good suggestions. Hey, Dave, did you hear about the poll that St. Anselm College did, finding that 68% of Granite Staters, and specifically, I believe, voters, now believe that the United States is on the wrong track?
Oh, it's good. Okay. Yeah.
It's fantastic
news.
Interesting.
That's a piece of information that we can add to, like, yesterday I was calling talk radio at the local station, and I was telling them, you know, they were complaining that I was in favor of independence, and they were complaining that it would never work, and all the usual complaints, you know. But one of the questions I asked was, can you explain why there was 71% approval for it in the union leader poll, at least for the amendment getting on the ballot? And,
hang on, if you can, Dave, we'll keep the conversation going here, because I think this is way more important than that poll he's referencing. What he's talking about was a newspaper, online, completely unscientific online poll. This is an actual scientific poll. We'll talk about the differences here in moments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether it's the courtroom tyranny that activists have faced for many years or whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, we're going to get into this poll. And there's really not a whole lot that's of interest. Mostly it's one of those polls that for the most part is about like, well, who are you going to vote for U.S. Senate? That's boring crap. But they actually did ask people in this poll that St. Anselm College conducted with 1,323 registered New Hampshire voters. So these are people who are already registered voters. So now they're not talking to the non-voters. Talking to just New Hampshire voters. 68% of them, of people in the Granite State, New Hampshire voters, now believe the nation is on the wrong track. And only 21% said that the nation is heading in the right direction, which means that there was still some number of people that wasn't quite sure.
What's with that 21%? Like, hello? Like, who's looking out their window going, oh, I love this direction?
Hardcore Democrats, hardcore Biden supporters.
Oh, right. We're crushing opponent views. We've got control of the media. The CIA
fascism
can do whatever it wants. The Epstein file is no longer a threat to me. I can, I don't know.
Yeah, so you got, let's see, was that 11% unknown or 11% without an opinion or 11% maybe they're not sure. I don't know what the other option was.
21% with Pfizer stock.
Yeah. So, Ridley, you're back on the line here. You're a big fan of New Hampshire Exit. I believe you operate NewHampshireNHExit.com. Is that right? And so, I mean, this is the first you've heard of this particular statistic. Let me break it down a little bit further, and then I just want to get your thoughts on it. Because you were talking about calling into a local talk show about independence, and you didn't get to finish the story. But before you continue with your story, they did do a little bit of a demographic breakdown here by voting party. So 95% of Republicans say the nation's heading in the wrong direction in New Hampshire. 74% of undeclared voters, which just so you know, in New Hampshire elections, it's the undeclared voters that are who you want to pander to if you're a candidate. They're the ones you've got to convince, because the undeclared voters are the plurality of the New Hampshire electorate. There's not a majority of Republicans. There's not a majority of Democrats. It's the undeclared voters in New Hampshire. Those are the people who are not registered with either party. They are undeclared. 74% of them said America's going in the wrong direction. And 44% of Democrats split. So 44% saying the U.S. is on the right track, 35% of Democrats saying it is on the wrong track, and 20% of Democrats saying they're not sure. So it's the Democrats that really skewed these numbers down. Without them, we'd have more than 74% saying the country's on the wrong track. So what happened with this radio show you were on? Give us the story, Dave.
Oh, yeah. One of the hosts, you know, he just takes what I say about NH Independence and says, oh, okay, great. The other host loses their mind.
which show?
This is Matt Connerton's show in Manchester.
Okay, gotcha.
So the co-host was, you know, she brought Independence up, not me. She was just trying to use it to prove that I was crazy.
Is this the former Free Stater?
Yes, Jen Coffey.
The one who's, turned? She's gone anti-freedom?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Another one?
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah. She had some kind of a run-in with her family, and I guess her family was pro-freedom, and so she decided to throw this baby out with that bathwater.
Her family was pro-freedom, so that made her anti-freedom?
Something like that, yeah.
That's so strange. That is the woman who made it possible for you to carry a switchblade in New Hampshire.
Correct. She was a state rep. She's one of the earlier movers for the Free State Project, and she was a successful state rep, as you pointed out. Mm-hmm. She legalized not just switchblades, but they basically ended any prohibition on any kind of knives.
No more knife laws, yeah.
Yeah, in New Hampshire. She's got a nice little feather under her cap, but apparently she went crazy with power or whatever and decided she was anti-liberty.
Well, I think she's also been in a lot of pain. She's had a lot of physical challenges.
Would affect somebody's feelings towards freedom. But so she is anti-independence, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
However, she actually, what was interesting in this, you know, we always, it's always an explosion when she and I are talking on the radio, but, you know, she agreed as part of that explosion that we actually should be able to vote on it. And
technically,
she's in favor of the amendment being on the ballot, too. So, that again, that's the real winning issue there, right? And I'm going to upload the call to forum.shiresociety shortly. Probably in the next couple of days. But if you go to forum.shiresociety.com, there's a media coverage thread or NH Independence media coverage thread. And there's usually five or six new things there every week at least.
Yeah, I love it. What do you think about this polling number, given that if this gets on the ballot, if this can get through the state house and the state senate, which requires over 60%, so it's a challenge. But if it does get onto the ballot in 2022, it requires a 2/3 majority to pass. And you've got 68% of voting Granite Staters saying America's on the wrong track. What does that mean for the possibility of New Hampshire independence?
I still doubt we can get 2/3. We've thrown the ball to where the player is going to be in 2022, right? We're guessing that the situation is going to deteriorate further between now and when people would be voting.
Seems like a safe guess.
And, Even bearing that in mind, I think we would probably get about 45%. And that's enough to make a huge difference. Again, Scotland was only at 25% support for independence in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it was voted on, it was 50-50, basically. And then now, if it gets voted on again, I think they'll be independent.
Great points. Ridley, thanks for calling and taking the extra time with us here tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Check him out at RidleyReport.com.
I love Dave Ridley. He's the one who got me here.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Dave Ridley, for bringing me to New Hampshire. Best move ever made.
I thought you came here on a motorcycle.
I came here on a motorcycle, yeah. Dave Ridley did not pick me up or drag me on his Gandhi cart. But
he inspired you.
He totally inspired me. Yeah. But, well, it was Ridley Report YouTube videos that I was watching when
I like the cool percussion music he uses in his videos. I don't know if he still does that.
His brother does that.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, so I love this news here, 68%, and I'm pretty optimistic about it. Now, obviously, when somebody says, I think America's on the wrong track, there's going to be a portion of the 68% that want to try to win it back, right? Like, they want to double down their efforts. They want to elect their guys. They want to put their Republicans back in and, you know, bring it back.
They're just making it worse.
But the reality is, it's not going to work.
Nope.
And what's going to happen once this thing, for listeners that don't know, there's been a ballot measure proposed. It's a constitutional amendment, and freedom-loving state reps, 9 of them actually, have signed on to co-sign with this thing, which is 1 fewer than the maximum. The maximum is 10 for co-signers on a piece of legislation. It doesn't yet have, like, a legislative number, so it's still waiting that sort of assignment that's coming within the next month or so. And once that happens, we'll be able to say, it's CACRX, and tell you what the actual number of it is. But it's there. It's in the process. It's in the tubes.
Every step gets people talking about it.
Correct.
It gets people asking the question, like, why should New Hampshire be dependent?
And that's the whole point of this first try, is to get that conversation started. Honestly, this should have happened a decade ago, but better late than never.
I mean, what is their number one reason to remain dependent on these these idiots in Washington, D.C., these scumbags, thieves, pedophiles? These are some of the worst human beings that, like, had walked the planet.
Absolutely vile.
Just, I think it's disgusting, and people say, like, I'd like to be ruled by them.
Yeah, I think if you ask people, you'll find different answers. From what I've heard, some people will say the military. Some, like, righties, right-wingers will say, like, the military.
Well, because if... So New Hampshire will get invaded by, without the military,
I don't know what
Canada
they think.
I think they think
China's going to come over, cross the Pacific, and then
would it
know,
be
come
a,
up.
Yeah, I could just see them, like, bringing in all these cargo container ships and wanting to come into the port and offering goods, perhaps at a low cost.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. And I think that's kind of the point of this, is to get these objections to come out. Let's find out what the objections are, because we're going to hear them. Whatever they are, we're going to hear about it. And then we're going to be able to answer those objections. And some of the people who were in favor of staying or were loyalists or were staying with America, they might change their minds or they might get on the fence. And some of the people who are on the fence might decide to jump on the independence train.
I mean, what do they really need? Is it just the religious thing? Is this like, I don't want to leave my religion? Kind of, I mean...
Well, I mean, daddy might punish you if you leave the religion, right? Like, the priests may give you a spanking if you...
Well, and I'm sure there are people that are scared. There were ones that are like, well, Lincoln settled this question.
That one will come up, too.
Like, yep. Yeah, well, like, well, they'll kill you. Well, that's...
It's a good reason to leave.
Yeah, if that's what's keeping you in this dependency, then
living
yeah,
with a psychopath.
That's a bigger problem.
You got to get out of there, lady, or guy, or whatever. The number is 603-283-6160, but we're going to hear those objections, we're going to be able to answer them, and then maybe we're going to change some minds on this issue. And if 68% of New Hampshire voters are already dissatisfied with things in D.C., that sounds to me like a pretty good starting point.
A ton of potential support right
There's
there.
More coming up. Here it's free time.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.